I had the extremely memorable privilege of meeting Peter Scott in 1988. He had been a major influence in my early days with his natural history broadcasts on radio and television, as I know he had been with countless others of my generation. My parents took me to Slimbridge when I was 9, and I recall to this day the joy I experienced feeding the amazing collection of wildfowl. Little did I know then that I would one day have another great privilege of leading the organisation so dear to his heart, the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust, and having as my office that famous studio room with its window looking over the rushy pen and the wintering swans, geese and ducks. The world is so frequently driven forward by the vision of an individual. In my view, and it is one shared by many others, Peter Scott was one of the most influential conservationists of the last century. He was a man of great vision, and he has left a lasting legacy, which now is even more relevant to the world we need to cherish so much. Peter was one of those people with the combination of talent, drive, and determination to achieve, and did so with whatever he undertook. He was an accomplished artist, an Olympic yachtsman and an ice skater, a gifted communicator, one of the first natural history broadcasters, and a champion glider pilot, among so many other pursuits and attributes.